Richard Gilson, trenches. They were mostly mere boys. My dear mother, I've just come through a particularly nasty period. We went into the trenches on Wednesday night, and on Saturday morning at 5 a.m. our artillery commenced bombarding the German trenches, and after 20 minutes had elapsed, we went over the parapet. My goodness, what a reception the Huns had for us. They simply swept the ground with machine gun fire and shrapnel. Poor old C Company caught it hot at Neuve-Chapelle. Seemed to be a flea bite compared with us. It was found impossible to make any advance in our quarter, so I dug myself in and awaited events. It was horrible suspense. As I seemed to be the only man untouched all around me, and being personally acquainted with each man made matters worse. In fact, it's all wrong to call them men, because they were mostly just mere boys. About early afternoon, I was hailed from the trench as to whether it was possible for me to get back. I replied in the affirmative and decided to run the risk of getting potted on the way. So I commenced crawling on my stomach until about a few yards from the parapet. Then made a spring out and rushed headlong over the top, nearly spoiling the features of a few who happened to be in the trench and were not expecting me. We were relieved that afternoon, but some of the fellows did not get in until nightfall, and these experienced another bombardment. Billy Hastings is quite fit and the only pal left. We've been resting since, and by all reports, we shall be up again soon. No rest for the wicked, it said. And in true, we must surely be a bad lot. What a terrible thing about the Lusitania, and with so many Americans on board. I should imagine there'll be more trouble. Have received box and letter dated 6th, and am most thankful for everything you're all doing for me. As regards the pads, all we were served out with were made on the spot, consisted of a piece of gauze and tape, and were steeped in a solution of bicarbonate of soda prior to discharge. I lost all my belongings except my Gillette, so should be glad of a few toilet requisites when you're next sending a parcel. Do not trouble about towel, and perhaps Frank would get me a shaving brush. Must now close. Much love to all from your affectionate son.